Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello and welcome to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's May 2nd. I'm Sam Benson Smith. It's relatively quiet in Westwood. Now, just this morning, I was listening to my colleague Craig Figner live on my drive-in, and it was eerie. You could hear birds chirping in the background of his live report. Just hours earlier, before dawn, police swept the UCLA campus, clearing pro-Palestinian demonstrators and their encampment. It was a chaotic and violent and loud scene. More than 200 people were ultimately arrested. Now, Wednesday night, hours before that, police warned protesters that a sweep was coming. Just the night before that, Tuesday night, the encampment saw violence break out as counter-protesters attacked the pro-Palestinian demonstrators at their encampment, and conflict spread all across the quad. Now, my colleague John Baird was there both nights as it all went down.
Hundreds of people were chanting and shouting at officers as they stood at the barricade in support of the pro-Palestinian demonstrators, and they were shocked when all of a sudden the flashbang grenades went off. And while some of the officers moved to clear out the camp itself using the flashbangs, rubber bullets, and even their batons, others were focused on driving the supporters away too, essentially moving them hundreds of yards down the street. Some people were detained. One UCLA student who supported the pro-Palestinian group said it was crazy.
When I was back on that street in the front line with the cops, they were marching, poking us in the basically in the stomach with their batons, and like there was a very real chance that they were just going to start coming faster if we didn't retreat, but we stayed our ground completely peacefully and just backed up as minimally as we could and made their jobs as inconvenient as possible.
Fortunately for him, he was not one of the people who were arrested and hauled away.
Now, KNX News will be going in-depth on the unrest at college campuses across the country tonight in a special broadcast, Campus Fury. That will air at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and will be available on our website, knxnews.com, after the fact, and as always, on the free Odyssey app. Now, back to UCLA. Also on campus today was my colleague, Craig Figner. He spoke with some of the student protesters.
Protests being obviously very peaceful, we're not trying to aggravate. The encampment in and of itself was a solitary position that we took up. Like, there is no aggression from our side, but just trying to hold the line against police, and then eventually, once people were arrested, trying to help delay that process as much as possible. And then once we realized there's nothing to be done there, working on the next steps of how do we support the people in jail.
And we understand more than 100 people were detained or arrested. Were you willing to go that far?
I mean, who's to say?
What is your response to how your Chancellor Block has handled this?
I think he has a lot to be ashamed of. I think he's trying to do a both-sidism and talk about the injustice that Jewish students were made to walk around. No, Jewish students were not made to walk around. I'm a Jewish student. I go here. I'm Jewish. I participated in our Seder. In the encampment, it's Zionists who support a colonial ideology, who support the genocide of Palestinians, and who come and wave their flags and proudly wear their military emblem. These are the people who we say cause problems for our community, who agitate, who have ripped the fences on our barricades.
We want the UC system to disclose all of their investments and divest from the companies that we're asking for, which I know the big four have been cited as like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman. We just want to deinvest all of the UC's assets, which are like pension funds for people and tons of like endowment funds that are in stocks that go to fund companies that build war machines and build bombs.
You're a student here at UCLA?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What year are you?
I'm about to graduate.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
What's your major?
Environmental science.
When there was, I guess, the possibility of expulsion if you didn't leave out there, was that on your mind?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought it'd be really funny if they were to expel someone who was 6 weeks away from getting their degree. Like, do you really care about your students then? It kind of just, I know I'll get my degree at some point in my life. So it was kind of just, does UCLA want to do that to their own students?
Now, through all of this, you might be thinking, what do our elected officials have to say? Well, we know that Mayor Karen Bass cut her trip to Washington, D.C. short this week amid the chaos at USC and UCLA. Earlier today, she issued a statement saying that every student deserves to be safe and live peacefully on their campus, adding that harassment, vandalism, and violence have no place at UCLA or anywhere in our city. Mayor Bass says her office will continue to coordinate closely with local and state law enforcement, area universities, and community leaders to keep campuses safe and peaceful. The mayor also said that she spent last night and this morning at the Incident Command Center at UCLA. Now to another elected official who went a step further than a statement, L.A. District Attorney George Gascon. He spoke exclusively with KNX News in the aftermath of the unrest at UCLA just this afternoon. Now, those 200-some arrests won't necessarily come across his desk. He said his office will only oversee cases based on how the protesters are charged.
If you're in the city of L.A., all misdemeanor prosecutions are done by the L.A. City Attorney. The district attorney does not have misdemeanor jurisdiction in the city of L.A. So all the misdemeanor cases will go to the L.A. City Attorney. If there are any felony cases that will come to us, we will review them. And if we believe that it meets the penal code threshold for a prosecutable case as a felony, then we will do so.
He also said that everyone has a constitutional right to express their views, but they do not have a right to harm others. The San Gabriel Mountains National Monument will be expanded thanks to a proclamation signed by President Joe Biden today. 100,000 acres of land are being added to the current monument, and additional protections will be added to preserve important cultural, scientific, and historical objects at the site. Daniel Rossman is the deputy director of California's Wilderness Society.
The San Gabriel Mountains are the backdrop to Los Angeles's skyline. But, you know, for those of us that live here in the community, that means just a short drive away, you can escape the confines of the concrete jungle and experience, you know, true wilderness. Just in an hour and a half from 18 million people is this really wild wonder.
And some sad news for Guitar Center haters. Sam Ash Music has announced that all of its locations will begin closing sales today. The family-owned and operated music retailer posted the news on social media and encouraged folks to get into their stores and grab a great deal on great audio equipment or a sick axe. All right, maybe that second bit of phrasing was mine. The Ash family offered up a thank you for allowing them to serve musicians for 100 years. There are three Sam Ashes here in the greater L.A. area. Probably that most notable one for a lot of people, and certainly for me, is on Sunset Cross Street Martel in Hollywood, right across from the previously mentioned Guitar Center. And that's a few blocks from the Rock and Roll Ralph's, you know, the rock and roll themed grocery store. Something that 100% exists in Los Angeles, and I still can't seem to get any real concrete information on. I think I read something on Urban Dictionary about people liking to go there after all the clubs closed, like at 2, 3 a.m. Attempting to buy stuff from their liquor section. But once again, that's from Urban Dictionary. Do not use that as a journalistic source, people. I digress. That's the LA Local for May 2nd. So what do you think? Fire feedback over to LALocal@knxnews.com and give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. And if you like the show, follow on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow. And in the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News and or download the Odyssey app and search KNX News to hear all the latest updates on LA. I promise you, we'll be on air. We are sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search their inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. Thanks for following, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening. I'm Sam Benson-Smith. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.